Summer Street lay deep in the woods. She had stopped where a footpath diverged from the high road.
Are there two ways?
Perhaps the road is more sensible, as well got up smart.
I'd rather go through the wood, said Cecil. Why is it, Lucy, that you always say the road? Do you know that you have never once been with me in the fields or the wood since we were engaged?
Haven't I? The wood, then, said Lucy, startled at his queerness, but pretty sure that he would explain later. It was not his habit to leave her in doubt as to his meaning. She led the way into the whispering pines, and sure enough, he did explain before they'd gone a dozen yards.
I had got an idea that you feel more at home with me in a room.
A room? She echoed, hopelessly bewildered.
Yes, or at the most, in a garden or on a road. Never in the real country like this.
Oh, Cecil, whatever do you mean? I have never felt anything of the sort. You talk as if I was a kind of poetess sort of person.
I don't know that you aren't. I connect you with a view, a certain type of view. Why shouldn't you connect me with a room?
She reflected a moment, and then said, laughing, Do you know that you're right? I do. I must be a poetess, after all. When I think of you, it's always as in a room. How funny. To her surprise, he seemed annoyed.
A drawing room, pray? With no view?
Yes, with no view, I fancy. Why not?
I'd rather, he said reproachfully, that you connected me with the open air.
She said again, Oh, Cecil, whatever do you mean?
As no explanation was forthcoming, she shook off the subject as too difficult for a girl, and led him further into the wood. She had known the wood between Summer Street and Windy Corner ever since she could walk alone, and though she had been to Italy, it had lost none of its charm. Presently they came to a little clearing among the pines, another tiny green alp, solitary this time, and holding in its bosom a shallow pool. She exclaimed, The Sacred Lake!
Why do you call it that?
I can't remember why. It's only a puddle now, but you see that stream going through it. Well, a good deal of water comes down after heavy rains and can't get away at once, and the pool becomes quite large and beautiful. Then Freddy used to bathe there. He's very fond of it.
And you?
He meant, are you fond of it? But she answered dreamily, I bathed here too, till I was found out. Then there was a row. At another time, he might have been shocked, for he had depths of prudishness within him. But now, with his momentary cult of the fresh air, he was delighted at her admirable simplicity.
Who found you out?
Charlotte, she murmured. She was stopping with us.
Charlotte. Poor girl.
She smiled gravely. A certain scheme from which hitherto he had shrank now appeared practical.
Lucy?
Yes, I suppose we ought to be going, was her reply.
Lucy, I want to ask something of you that I have never asked before.
At the serious note in his voice, she stepped frankly and kindly towards him. What, Cecil? He became self-conscious and kept glancing round to see if they were observed.
Up to now, I've never kissed you.
She was as scarlet as if he had put the thing most indelicately.
No, more you have, she stammered.
Then I ask you, may I now?
Of course you may, Cecil. You might before. I can't run at you, you know.
At that supreme moment, he was conscious of nothing but absurdities. She gave such a businesslike lift to her veil. As he approached her,
he found time to wish that he could recoil. As he touched her, his gold pince-nez became dislodged and was flattened between them. Such was the embrace. He considered, with truth, that it had been a failure. Passion should believe itself irresistible. Above all, it should never ask for leave where there is a right of way. They left the pool in silence. He waited for her to make some remark which would show him her inmost thoughts. At last she spoke, and with fitting gravity. Emerson was the name, not Harris. What name?
The old man's.
What old man?
That old man I told you about, the one Mr. Eager was so unkind to.
He could not know that this was the most intimate conversation they had ever had. End of CD 2.